it, kitanya hi lifnei yish. When do we say they have to return it only before the owner was miyayish? The Rashi says the shinu rishus below yish like kona, that everybody holds. Shinu rishus by itself without yish is not kona. But when owner was not miyayish yet, then he argues on Rav Chisda. Now, Ravada Barava Masnilo, Tiomi Bachomaho, he learned Rav Chisda is something else. Hanirich Lamavi and Moyes Sharibis. His father left over money of ribbis. The father collected ribbis. He lent somebody money, and he didn't have ever collected ribbis. Then the father died. Even though everybody knows this money is money of ribbis, of interest, and the children don't have to return it. They have a right to keep the money. There's a proof to say when the children's yashin the father, it's like a new rishus. They're not stamp taking over the father. Because the father had a chiyuv to return the money of ribbis. Why don't they? Because they're called the new rishus. That means you're supposed to return back the interest in order that you should stay alive. That means only the one that took the interest, he did the aver, he may die because of this, he has to return the interest in order to stay alive. But liberate to the son that did not make the maisa, did not do the halvo and taking ribis, he didn't take the interest, so therefore there's no proof to here to say Rishus Yerush is Lav Rishus Lekev Dami. So Mora says, Man the Masnul Abraisa, Koshchei the Masnisin. The one that learns it on the Braisa of Rishus Yerush Lekev Dami, for sure it's a proof to our Mishnah.
No, it's for sure you can learn this out from our Mishnah. That just Madach on the Braisa, even by Ribis you say, is Rishus Lekev Dami. For sure in our Mishnah, by Gzeil also is Tzidik Rishus, is called Rishus Lekev Dami. The Mora says that, but the man, the Maspala Maslisan, the one that learns his Torah, his Rai, was only for our Mishnah, Avla Braisa, but on the Braisa there's no proof. Because I'll tell you, Rami Bachoma, Kirovi Masni Lo. Rami Bachoma also agreed to Rava. That, yeah, the reason why you potter is because there's a special Ptur by Neshech, by Ribbis. By Ribbis is only the father that has to return it, and not the sons. Even though Rishus Yerush is Lot, Rishus Lekev Domi. Therefore, it's only proof on our Mishnah, but not from over here. Now, one chiddush we spoke about before when the Gemara Ein said before that Kishochlam, so Rashi learned something about Liacha Nisa Saviyim, that the children eat the Gzela after the father died. Now, the Nigzal and Yochol Toivim, still the Nigzal can come to the children, Sharei Lo Gazlu, because they didn't steal it. So the question is, why not? Like, if you hold Rishus Yerush, is Lav Rishus Lekech Domi, so they're not corner it. Even though it's after Yish, but Yish Bechdi is not Kona. Since Yish is not Kona by itself, so why talk is the Pshat that the Yorshim are Potter? So the Rashva speaks out that the Pshat is that since it's after Yish, now Lamaisa, the Rishus Yerush, even if it's Lav Rishus Lekechdomi, but a little bit of a Shinu Rishus it is. So since there's a little bit of a Shinu Rishus, that's what Rashi means, Sherei Lo Gazlu, their Maisa is not called the Maisa Gzela, because Lamaisa it's after Yish. And it's a little bit of a shin rishus. So that's enough to make it. It's not called a maestra gzela. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding Taf Kuf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. 10 lines down. Tana Rabbonim, learned like this. It says, Alocha ha-goy zil o-maychel es-bonov. If a father steals, makes a maestra gzela, and then he gives the food, he gives it to his son, Pturin Milishalim. So the children, they're potter from paying back Pturin Milishalim. What about Teniach Lefneim? Let's say the father just leaves the Gzela in front of them. In other words, the father does not eat it up, or the kids do not eat it up. He just leaves it, the Gzela is Kayem, the Gzela is still around. Teniach Lefneim? Then it depends. Kedoylim Chayovim. If the children are Gzela, if the children are older, then they have a Chiyuv to pay back. Chayovim l'shalim. They have to pay back even the money. They have to pay back the demei hagzela. Ketanim. Let's say the children though are ketanim. They're under bar mitzvah. Then peturim l'shalim. Then the potter from paying back. So Rashi learns kedolim chayovim. So Rashi says v'romi bar chomo. That says before that the potter mukilah l'fnei yish. Does Rav Bachman before said that Rishus Yoris is called Rishus Lakeach Dami? That's called the Yish and Hashin Rishus. So how come over here that we said they have to pay back? So Rashi says, he'll have to say we're talking about Lefnei Yish. And Lefnei Yish, Hashin Rishus by itself is not koina. Therefore, the Gedolim have a chiyuv to pay back. Kitanim apturim. So Rashi says, the lav b'nei dinonim. They have no din. We can't bring them to Bezdin. V'yafo pi the gzela kayemis. Even though the gzela is still around. Miyo mechasro divina. Still, we have to take it away from them. And v'sumchesu depote kitanim lekamon. We're going now according to sumches. The sumches holds by a cotton. Bezdin can't go to take away the gzela that he has. His lav b'nei dinonim, we can't bring him to Bezdin at all. Therefore, again, that if it's a niach lefneim, if the gzela is still around, so if the children are gedolim, they have a chiyuv to return it. It's before yish. Chayavim l'shalim. What about ketanim p'turim l'shalim? V'yim omru, gedolim einonu yoidim cheshbonish shechisha bavinu imoch. But let's say, even though they're older children, they say, we do not know for sure how much money our father owes you. We're not sure if he paid back or not. So then, peturim, then the pot. The older ones don't have to pay back either. So where is the question, why? Mishum diyamri, since they say, enonu yoidim, they do not know if the father paid back or not, peturim. For that alone of a potter, the Rashi says, usually the klal is, bori v'shem, bori yodif. Again, the kashu that Rashi says, we know it's Bori Vishemo, and therefore Bori Yodif, because we know the Maisa, the father made a Maisa Gzela, the Cheskas Chiv. So why are the Gzelaim Pturim? If the Stam said they're not sure if the father paid up or not, it should be Bori Vishemo, Bori Yodif. So my answer is, Omar Rovo Hokikoma. It is what the Braisa means to say. If the older children say, Gzelaim Shomru, that Yoidim Onu Cheshboinois Shechisha Bavinu Imoch, we know exactly how much our father owed you, and that our father paid back. And we do not owe you anything anymore. In other words, we know clearly the cheshbon that everything was paid back already. Then we believe the gedolim, and that's why the pot. That's the pshat over here. Now the Gemara says, Tani Yiduch, we learned another price like this. Tani Yiduch, ha-goizo lo-maychol es-bonov, if somebody stole, and then he gave his son to eat, he gave it to his children, lo-maychol es-bonov, is p'turim milashalim, they're potter from paying back. He-niach lefneim, let's say he left it in front of them, v'ochlom, and they themselves ate it up, not that the father was Michael them, but he just left it over, and the children themselves took it. Whether the children's are gedolim or ketanim, still they have to pay. Samaras takasha ketanim, mi mechaybe. If the children are under bar mitzvah of the ketanim, how can we make them pay? Lo ye elo diyazik azuke. At most it could be, let's say he did a maisa mazik, let's say he did some damage. And we know that potter, like Rashi says, lo ye elo diyazik azuke, nichnas lechota de nigzal v'yazekoi. It's not worse than a cotton comes into nigzal's rishus, and he does have, does damage there. Mi mechai v'ketanim l'shalim, for anan t'nan liyeh we learned before, fe'em shechov liyo b'cherim p'turim. If a cotton does damage to somebody else's potter, v'och over here, keep on the yochlam, since the cotton ate it, man kof l'lishlume, who could force the ketanim to pay? How come it says here in the Braisim that if the children were ketanim and they ate the gzela, is chayovim l'shalem, how could we be mechayev them? So Gemara says, Amra Papa says, Hochi koma, this is what the Braisim means to say. Hey, niyach lifnayim, if the father left over the gzela in front of them, and v'yadayin le'ochlum, they did not eat it up yet. In other words, the gzela is still kayemis, the gzela is around. So then the locher is, Bein gedolim, bein ketanim chayovim, whether they're a godl, whether they're cotton, even though they're ketanim, still here we have a right to take it away from them. In other words, kivan the gzeil, Tagrashi says, kivan the gzeila kayemis, since the gzeil is around, for Rishus said the Morayu, it's in the owner's Rishus. And Rashi says, this price goes for Rabbonin, it goes according to Rabbonin. The polygalate is sumchus, it argues on sumchus. Therefore, he can't ask a kasha on this price to the price of before. Now before we said ketanim or pturim, that goes according to sumchus. As Sumcha says, even in the case where the Gzela is Kayemis, still we can't take it away from the Ketanim. And here we're going according to the Rabbanan sheet that holds no, if the Gzela is Kayemis, then we could take it away from even a Kotan. Amar Rava, Rava said like this, Heniach lemaviyim parashula, let's say a father had a poro, had a cow that was shawl. He borrowed somebody else's cow. He was like a shomer, shoyel on it. The father had a right to use it, let's say, for 30 days. And the father died 15 days later. So halacha is, mishtam shimbo kol yimei shilto, like the next 15 days, the children have a right to use it. Like the yarsh and the schus of the father. Just like the father had a right to use it, so the children now also have a right to use it. Mesa, let's say the para dies now when the children are using it. Ein chayovim b'yoinseo, the children are not chayiv, they don't have a loch of a shemer shoyel on it. Like Rashi says, the loikebilu alayu nitirusa, they did not accept upon themselves to be a shemer on it. Therefore, they're potter. What about kisvurim shalavimhi? Let's say the children did not realize that this was a para shula, but they rather thought this para belonged to the father, and the father died, so they have a Yerusha. So the kids, so they thought it's their own para, and therefore v'tavchu av yachluha. They made a shchiter on it and they ate it, but they did not realize they did anything wrong. They thought the maisa, this was their own para. So in such halacha, the halacha is that mishalmim temei bosa bezoil. They have to pay back now the value of the meat bezoil cheap. And Rashi says kol zuza chashvin and biyar badanki, which comes out to be shnei shlish domim. Whenever it says you pay back the temei bezoil, means you only have to pay 2/3 of the value. In other words, you don't have to pay us the mazik here, but rather you have to pay us the hano, the enjoyment that you had from it. Because the maisi you ate somebody else's para. Therefore, even though you thought it was your father, you didn't realize you're doing a maisa gzela or a maisa mazik, but still you have to pay back to mei bosa bezoil for the enjoyment that you had. Now, what's going to be hiniach lemavien achrayis nechosim? Let's say the father left over achrayis nechosim, the father left over property, karka, the kids yarsh and karka from the father, property. Then we said halacha is chayovim l'shalim. Then the din is the children will have to pay back with the property that the yashin they receive from the father. Now, which one of these two prices is going? So it's a machlokes. Iki demastin lo areisha, v'iki demastin lo aseifa. Some learn this halacha that says that the children are chayiv to pay if there's a chayis and the chosim goes on the reisha, and some say goes on the seifa. So Gemara says, "Man demasin lo areisha." The one who learns it on the first case, kol shechein aseifa. For sure, it applies to the second case of a shema shol. O pligi the Rav Papa, and then they argue on Rav Papa. But man demasin lo aseifa, the one that says it on the seifa, then aval areisha no. For heino the Rav Papa, that's like Rav Papa. So Rashi says like this. That the Bryce sends off and says, if the father left over for them property, then taka the chayiv to pay, so some learned it on the ratio. So Rashi says, what the comma may send chayovim beyond seal. Again, in the case where the father was a shomer shoyel on the parah, and the children's made Yerusha, the father died, so the children take over and they have a right to use it now for another 15 days. So the Bryce says, if the parah dies, so the children's are potter. So some say, and that halacha is brought down, that if the father left over karka, so chayovim l'shalim. And the reason is why, like Rashi says, the ishtabid nechosem mechayim diavuan. The iksav arovo, chiyav oinsin mishah sheila, mutal al hashoil. That a shema shoil, you know when he gets his chiyav oinsin? Right away, as soon as the father accepted to be a shema shoil on this paro, it was chal the chiyuvim oinsin upon the father. That if anything would happen to it, it's like his mechuyav right away at the beginning. Therefore, when the father was alive, his property was meshubid for this para that it should be returned to the Bailam. Therefore, if the para died when the children were working with it, therefore, since there's karka left over from the father, that karka is meshubid for this chayiv, therefore the children have to pay. The Rashi speaks out, O pligi the Rav Papa. According to this prat, the Yagwan Rav Papa. Like we'll soon see the Yomala come on, that le romi chiyuv, oinsin ashoyil, achas shetionis. That that Rapop holds no, the Chiyav Oinsen is only Chal Bishas the Oinis happens, not Bishas Yomakabel Shemira. But I call upon him, the first one learns Pshat, that the children have to pay, even in the first case when they were a Shoyol, when the father was a Shoyol, and the animal died, Machnas Oinis. What's the matter? But then the other learns, like Rashi says, Vika de Masl La Seifa, only on Tavchu V'yachlu Mishalmim de Meibosa Bezul. The second case is when the children made a Tficha and they ate it, then they have to pay back the Meibosa Bezul. This is brought down, if the father left over Karka, then they have to pay a Peroyin Shalom, a whole Peroyin, because they're B'mokam Avuin. Therefore, since they ate it, therefore they're the Chayiv. So that's the way a different Brisa learns. So in this, the Gemara says that the one that learns it on the Reisha, Pshita on the Sefer, they will have to pay. But the one that learns this Chiddush, they have to pay only in the Sefer, where the children made the Tficha and ate it. I'll tell you though, in the Reisha though, where the father was only Yeshayel, then they'll hold their potter. And why? And this the Gemara says, because behind the Rav Papa, they hold like Rav Papa. Because Rav Papa's case is, like the Gemara says, the Yomer Rav Papa, Papa says, Hoysa Poro Genuvalai. Let's say a person had a Poro, a cow that you stole, a stolen cow you had, for Tovchu v'Shabbos, and now you made the Tvich on Shabbos. You made the Gzela, the Geneva before Shabbos. Now on Shabbos you make a Shrita. The Locher is Chayiv, you still have to pay the old Vehei. You know why? Shekva Chayiv b'Geneva Koidim Shiyovel the Yisra Shabbos. Because you're ready, Mechuyiv, on the Geneva, the first Kefon, you have to pay from yesterday when you made the Geneva. Now on Shabbos, what did you do wrong? You made a Tficha. So even though true Yechayiv Misa for the Tficha, you did a Nav Malocha. And you should say, come live the Rab Minei. But since the Chiyav Daldvei is the Chiyav of Kenas, on Kenas we don't say, come live the Rab Minei. Only on the Karen. Therefore, since the Karen, the Geneva, was done before Shabbos, therefore we say Yechai for Dalvehei. What's going to be the Rapapa says, Hoysa Poru Shulaloi. Let's say, not that you stole, you made a Geneva before Shabbos, but you are a Shema Shoal. You borrowed this Poru, the cow, from your friend, and you're using it. Now, but Tovchu b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you make a Shchiter on it. In such a case, Potter. Here, Taki, you're Potter from paying back anything. You know why? She'isar Shabbos v'yisar Geneva boing ki echod. Because the Yisar Shabbos and Geneva come together. In other words, a Shema Shol, we don't say now when an oinus or something happens to it that you're chayiv. It's considered like the chayiv was chal before when you first took the shmira, you first accepted shmira upon it. But no, Rav Papa says, b'shash shmiri not chayiv. The chiyav only comes when the accident, when something happens to it. So here that you made the tficha on Shabbos, it's like the chiyav for the geneva first comes on Shabbos. Now since on Shabbos now we have a svara of kom leib the rabbi minei, since now on Shabbos you chayiv misa for the tficha that you are doing, therefore this tficha cannot be mechayiv you keren. Since for Shema Shol, the chiyav keren first comes now b'shas oinus, therefore since it happens on Shabbos yapata, this is Rav Papa's svara. So the same thing would be the svara before also. When the father was alive, the father had no chiyuvim to pay for this parah. Even though the father was a Shema Shol, but no oinus happened when the father was alive. The parah first died later when the Yorshim took over. Now the Yorshim were not Mekabel Shemira, they're not a Shema Shol. The only time to say the Yorshim would have to pay for it is if when the Shol and Oinus happens later, we look as if the Chiyav was Chal all the way before when you first Mekabel Shemira, so then since the father was Mekabel Shemira, we should look as if his property was Meshubba to pay for anything that would happen to this Para. But according to Rav Papa, that we see not like this. Rav Papa says that by Shema Shoyol, no chiyuvim are here at all before. It only all takes place b'shas the oinus. So therefore, since it happened by the children zapata. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanim learned like this. The Pasuk says, v'hei shives ha-gzela asher gozal. You're supposed to return the gzela that you stole. What is the pasuk have to say asher gozal that you stole? So idarshin matam loy asher gozal yachzir. So idarshin yachzir kein asher gozal. You're supposed to return it if it's the same way the way you stole it. Mikan omru, from here we say ha goizel u maichel es bonuf. If a father makes a gzeil, a father steals something, he steals some food, and then he feeds it to his children, sapturim milashalim, he's potter from paying back, since it's not ben anymore, it's not around anymore, therefore he's potter from paying back, it's not called kein shegozel. Like Rashi says, kein shegozel kloima, im gzeila kayemes yachzer, avalein gzeila kayemes potter. Over the day, like Liukmel Rabbonov, we can't say the father is potter, because since the father made the gzeil, of course he's chayiv. But rather, we're talking about the children. He gave it to his children, and therefore it's not around anymore. The children are pturim milishalim. What about Taniach Lefneim? Let's say the gzeil is still around, not that the children ate it up, and there's a question of if they have to pay back or not. So, Lechura, according to the way we learned before, we're talking about now after Yish, there was. So therefore the children are potter. We'll soon say the children are potter anyway. What about Teniach Lefneim? Let's say the Gzeil is still around. Teniach Lefneim. Then Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim Chayovim. Whether they're older, whether they're younger, it doesn't make a difference. Since the Chayifet is here, Ben, there's the Chiyav Chazara. There's the Rabbanan Shita. That even though the children are Ketanim, but since Lamaisa they have the Gzeil, and the Gzeil is Kayemas are still around, we have the Mitzvah Sashova, Bezdin could go and take it away, even from Ketanim. This is what Rashi brought down before. This is the Rabbanan's Shita. However, Sumchus Amru, Mishum Sumchus Amru, and the name of Sumchus is said over, that Gedolim Chayovim. If the children are over by mitzvah already, from then Bezdin has a right to take away this Gzeila. But Ketanim, if the children are still Ketanim under by mitzvah, then Peturim, their potter, even though the Gzeila is Kiyemis, even though they're holding on to the Gzeila, still Sumchus holds, Ketanim alav and Edina at all, Bezdin cannot take it away from them, even though the Gzeila is Kiyemis. Now the Gemara says, a mice happened like this. Bar Chamua, the son of the father-in-law, the Rebbe Yirmiyah, the son of the father-in-law of Rebbe Yirmiyah, Torak Goli Biyaped Rebbe Yirmiyah. He closed the door, locked the door in front of Rebbe Yirmiyah. So Rashi learned the case here was Bar Chamua Cotton Heavy. This son was a cotton, was under Bar Mitzvah. So Torah Goli Rashi says Delos Psucha Beis Oviv from his father's house. Now his father, the son's father, was the father-in-law of Rebbe Yirmiyah. So the son now, in other words, Rebbe Yirmiyah's wife's brother, was Sogar, closed the door, and he did not let Rebbe Yirmiyah come into the house. Now, the case Mustam was that the Shver, the father-in-law, was about to die now. So the son wanted to make sure he would keep the Yerusha, and not let the son-in-law, not let Rebbe Yirmiyah come and take anything away. So therefore the son locked the door and did not let Rebbe Yirmiyah come into the house at all. So also came to Rav Avin. So Rebbe Yirmiyah now came in front of Rav Avin. Omar, he said like this, Rav Avin said, listen, Shalohu Taveya, the son has a right to do it. The son has a right to keep what he has. Like if the father dies, he's the son, he's going to yashin. So he's just keeping his own stuff. He has a right to lock you out. Omale, but Rebbe Yirmiyah said back, I can bring you Adam though, that this property, whatever it was, belonged to me when my father-in-law was still alive. In other words, Rashi says, Rabbi Yirmiyah had a taina, was complaining now, whatever it was, he said that my father-in-law gave it to me for a present, or sold it to me, and I have Adam on it. So therefore I have a right to come and take it. So the son has no right to lock me out. That was Rabbi Yirmiyah's taina. So Amalei, so on this Rav Avin said, V'chi mekablim